So today I want to talk you through creating your own focus board. It's something that I do two or three times a year. And last year I did it more frequently because we use them to help my husband who was undergoing some treatment. So I created boards both for him and for me and for us. And they were hugely successful. I'm now also taking these boards, or this style of focus board as I call them now, into the day hospice, and I'm going to be creating workshops for both carers and patients. So these are not toys and gimmicks. These are really, really highly effective tools that you can all use. I use them with clients, and I encourage my friends to do them too. So here we go. I'll outline in a blog more about the focus boards, but I just want to give you a little introduction from me to you, my gift from me to you. So the focus board. The focus board is used for anything that you want to set your intention to, anything that you want to set your intent on. It can be used, for example, to highlight all your successes. That could be over a week or a month or 6 months or a year, whatever amount of time you'd like to use it for. It could be to help you have a visual representation of a journey you want to take, a change in your life you want to achieve. These have been really effective with clients overcoming eating disorders and to imagine life without an eating disorder, or when I'm working with women with their weight. The important thing for your board is to keep it highly, highly positive. It must be positive. It's not a record of what isn't right in your world or your life. You will easily conjure up that image in your mind, all the words that are negative. So we keep all of that away from our board. It's something that is going to remind you of the good things that you're looking forward to or that you've already achieved. You can do this with children. It really is for any age. So you sit down at a table with magazines, scissors, UPVA glue, some kind of board or a frame. You can get the glass frames or the clip frames. So some kind of form that you can stick this image that's going to grow before your eyes. Now the idea is to really relax. It's quite mindful. You're relaxed, you're sitting with the magazines and the things that you'll need around you. You can use card embellishments if you'd like. Personally, I love to use a lot of words because they really set my focus. And the pictures and the images that you choose, I might not understand your choice. And that's another point to the board. The board is connected to you and what you think about when you see an image. So I have a toucan on my board, and I don't suppose anybody looks at my board and thinks, what does that mean? Or they understand what that means. So the toucan is actually to represent me. And perhaps it being in the centre of my board, that gives it away. But again, nobody knows the story of why the toucan and how that came about. And I'm going to save that for another audio booth. So, as I said, you have some kind of medium where you're going to display and glue your images. You can also use pin boards, so you could have an ever-changing focus board into something like cork, or the pin boards that you can get that are quite pretty for your office or your home. What I'd also like to think is, as I just said, an image that represents you. On my last board, it's a toucan. On a board that I'm about to do, it will be something different. It will be as the mood takes me. So February, we're done with that first month, the New Year's resolution month that people traditionally think of. I don't do New Year's resolutions. For me, I've never seen them be very successful. What I do like to look at is what I'm going to focus on for me, for change, what I want to help inspire that change. And February is a wonderful month. We're in the second month of the year, so that's why I'm choosing February to be my focus February, the month that we start putting our focus boards together. We get them displayed so that we see them often every day. I've got a home office that I'm sitting in right now, and I have boards all around me that represent parts of my life. The latest board that I'm going to be creating will be displayed so that when I'm sitting and I'm working, I will be able to see it. So enjoy focusing on your successes, your intent for the coming year or for the month of February. It really doesn't matter, or for the next week. Just enjoy doing them. Give it a go. If you've never done this before, it really is a powerful technique. I've seen it do quite remarkable things. It really will get your February into sharp focus. Have a fantastic day, and thanks for listening.